الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Virtues of حواء رضي الله تعالى عنها سيدة حواء رضي الله تعالى عنها attains many virtues such as she was created without a mother or father in paradise. From all humans, she رضي الله تعالى عنها had the honor of being the first female. She radiallahu ta'ala anha was married to the first human and the first prophet, Sayyiduna Adam ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. Her radiallahu ta'ala anha's marriage was witnessed by the angels. Her radiallahu ta'ala anha's dowry was fixed to send durood-e-paak on the enlightened prophet, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. She radiallahu ta'ala anha was titled Ummul Bashar, the mother of all the children of Sayyiduna Adam ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. The reason for the creation of Sayyida Hawa radiallahu ta'ala anha. One of the main reasons for the creation of Sayyida Hawa radiallahu ta'ala anha was so that Sayyiduna Adam ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam could gain pleasure and peace through her, and to avoid loneliness. Just as Allah Azza wa Jal says, it is He Azza wa Jal who has created you from one body and from it created His wife, so He finds peace and pleasure. The marriage and dowry of Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salatu wa salam. When Sayyiduna Adam ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam made an intention to approach Sayyida Hawa radiallahu ta'ala anha with a loving hand, the angel said, O Adam, wait. First, pay the dowry. He alayhi salatu wa salam asked, what is dowry? The angels requested, the dowry is that you send durood upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam 3 times or 10 times. Therefore, he alayhi salatu wa salam read durood-e-paak and by the witnesses of the angels, he alayhi salam married Sayyida Hawa radiallahu ta'ala anha. From this we learn that the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is a resource for all current available things, even for the father Adam alayhi salatu wa salam. Our Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is a resource. A very important issue regarding dowry. Reading durood-e-paak as a dowry was only for Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salatu wa salam, but for us, the order to read durood-e-paak, to recite the Quran, to read the Quran, and religious teachings, to perform Hajj and Umrah, is not included for the women's dowry. Landing destinations on earth and meeting places. It is narrated by Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salatu wasalam arrived in Hind and Hazrat Hawa radiallahu ta'ala anha in Jeddah. Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam set off in search and they both met at Maidan-e-Arafat and both were introduced to each other. That is why the day is called Arafah and the destination is called Arafat, meaning the place of introduction and recognition. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.